In May 2014, Charlie Pownall received an unusual invitation: help a national tourist board defend its online reputation amid a terrorist insurgency. Their approach? Bury negative news and create barriers to future criticism. This request revealed a fundamental misunderstanding of how reputation works in our hyper-connected world. The social web has transformed reputation management from a controlled corporate function into a dynamic, unpredictable ecosystem where everyone has a voice. Today, a single disgruntled customer with a smartphone can trigger a global reputation crisis that once would have required a major media outlet to amplify. Just ask British Airways, whose refusal to help a passenger with lost luggage led him to purchase $1,000 in promoted tweets that generated international media coverage and forced the airline to respond. Or consider Dell, whose Dell Howell customer service nightmare in 2005 became one of the first corporate social media collapses to capture worldwide attention. In this environment, attempting to bury evidence or pay for positive reviews only deepens problems when discovered, as Kenya's tourism board learned when their attempt to game search engines backfired spectacularly, contributing to a 40% drop in visitors. The landscape of reputation management has fundamentally shifted, creating what might be called the new abnormal. Information now travels at warp speed, with rumors spreading globally before facts can be verified. When a Qantas A380 experienced an engine fire in 2010, rumors of a crash went viral, despite the plane making a successful emergency landing. This velocity varies by factors including a company's footprint, reputation strength, and local online culture, with Chinese social media particularly rapid due to its massive scale and tendency toward immediate content sharing. Meanwhile, public skepticism toward institutions has reached unprecedented levels. When a 2011 high-speed train crash in Wenzhou, China, killed 40 people, authorities' attempts to bury carriages and downplay the incident sparked massive online outrage. This distrust isn't limited to China. American government trust plummeted from 77% in 1964 to 24% in 2014, while Edelman's trust barometer reveals record-low government trust globally, with only a quarter of people believing CEOs are honest. The democratization of communication tools means anyone can now wield what Pownall calls a reputation lightsaber. Like Star Wars' powerful weapons once wielded only by skilled Jedi, these tools are now available to everyone. This power extends to employees who can expose employers, competitors who can spread rumors anonymously, and even foreign actors who can orchestrate data breaches across jurisdictional boundaries, as Sony Pictures discovered in 2014 when North Korea allegedly hacked their systems. Online communities increasingly fragment into tribal, polarized groups. While managing Huawei social media, Pownall witnessed how complex tribal dynamics played out. Satisfied customers impressed by affordable products, dissatisfied customers complaining about poor service, and numerous factions with varying perspectives on the company's Chinese origins and alleged government ties. People praising Huawei were often labeled as lackeys or traitors, and at one point, 7,000 Venezuelans attacked the company's Facebook page during a major industry event. Our attention spans have diminished dramatically in the digital age, from 12 seconds in 2000 to just 8 seconds today, 1 second less than a goldfish. This shortened focus has reduced our capacity for deep logical thinking, making our expectations and behaviors unpredictable and challenging for companies to manage. The 2014 Sony Pictures hack illustrates this fickleness perfectly, as public attention rapidly shifted from speculation about perpetrators to questions about Sony's information security to outrage over leaked emails revealing alleged bigotry within the company. When Qantas launched a Twitter promotion asking users to describe their dream luxury in-flight experience using hashtag #QantasLuxury in November 2011, they couldn't have anticipated the backlash. Within an hour, the campaign was trending for all the wrong reasons. Users mercilessly mocked the airline's service, safety record, and recent labor disputes. One tweeted that hashtag contest luxury is a massive executive bonus while your workers starve, referencing CEO Alan Joyce's recent 71% pay increase amid job cuts and fleet groundings. This fiasco demonstrates the three key ways social media shapes reputation. First, it ignites when someone in your company does something online that triggers ridicule or displeasure. Second, it amplifies, reflecting and magnifying existing perceptions about your organization. For contests, the campaign didn't just make them look naive. It provided a platform for people to vent about deeper issues, like poor customer service and perceived corporate hypocrisy. Third, social media sustains these narratives indefinitely. Unlike real-world conversations limited by time and place, online discussions persist as people enter and leave the conversation. 4 years after hashtag contest luxury, the hashtag was still being used to criticize the airline. Despite the fragmentation of media channels, mainstream media remains the most credible and influential information source. The contest incident only went truly viral when established outlets like the Sydney Morning Herald, BBC, and CNN covered it. The typical news cycle now begins with cash-strapped bloggers scouring social media for content, which may then get picked up by online journalists with lower editorial standards than traditional media. If the story gains traction on platforms like Forbes or Huffington Post and is widely shared on Facebook and Twitter, it becomes more likely to reach CNN or BBC, after which everyone else follows suit. The social web constantly refracts every aspect of your organization, creating opportunities for companies with great products and charismatic leadership, but significant challenges for those with rigid hierarchies and derivative offerings. While social media impacts everything from customer support to recruitment, damage to reputation is frequently cited as its greatest threat, followed by data disclosure and confidential information release. The Islamic State's sophisticated social media strategy demonstrates how organizations can leverage digital platforms for strategic aims. Their Dawn of Glad Tidings app automatically posts content through users' accounts, carefully timed to avoid Twitter's spam detection. With dedicated media production units creating everything from photos and videos to English-language magazines, IS strategically uses social media to galvanize youth support, drive recruitment, and project a specific organizational image. While social media disrupts from the bottom up, effective response requires top-down leadership. CEOs and boards bear ultimate responsibility for protecting organizational reputation, yet board members often lack detailed understanding of social media risks. Despite being less likely to use platforms like Facebook, leadership must ensure proper risk management as they remain accountable for company strategy and reputation protection. Social technologies have evolved beyond marketing and PR to encompass sales, customer service, HR, recruitment, internal communications, and product development. McKinsey research shows broader adoption correlates with greater benefits, potentially unlocking $900 billion to $1.3 trillion through improved communication and collaboration. However, organizations that are hierarchical, siloed, and risk-averse struggle with the openness and speed required. Many organizations underestimate social media's reputational aspects, treating it primarily as a marketing tool rather than a long-term reputation management asset. This oversight persists despite reputation risk consistently ranking among top corporate concerns. A 2014 Clifford Chance/EIU study found 57% of board members worry more about reputational damage than financial impacts. Donald Rumsfeld's famous known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns framework applies perfectly to social media risks. Known knowns include established competitors using social media distinctively or tracked online discussions about your company. Known unknowns represent recognized gaps in knowledge, like potential smear campaigns or activist attacks whose form remains unclear. Unknown unknowns are completely unforeseen threats with major impact, like disruptive new market entrants or unprecedented collaborative attacks between seemingly unrelated parties. social media has democratized the ability to damage reputations through smears. In 2013, an anonymous video showing moldy jelly being prepared at Hoi Tin Tong, a Hong Kong herbal medicine retailer, went viral. Though the company quickly accused a competitor of fabricating the video, sales plummeted. In another case, journalist Chen Yongzhou confessed to being paid $8,000 to write 15 negative articles about construction equipment manufacturer Zoomlion, causing a 9% share price drop in what appeared to be a plot by competitor Sony Group. The intersection of societal issues and social media has made companies more vulnerable, as shown by the Bank of America case, where customer backlash against a $5 monthly debit card fee led to 600,000 people transferring $4.5 billion to community credit unions. This vulnerability stems from four key factors: activism becoming mainstream, activist organizations transforming into diffuse networks, less predictable lines of attack, and activists' increased ability to damage institutional reputation. Once marginal, NGOs have become numerous and widely accepted, with an estimated 1.5 million in the US and 2 million in India. Major organizations like Amnesty International and Greenpeace have expanded internationally, wielding significant soft power and enjoying higher public trust than businesses, media, or governments. Social media has transformed their reach, allowing direct communication with the public who can vote immediately with their wallets, as former WWF Singapore Communications Director Sora Groy noted. Online petitions have become a mainstream form of activism, covering everything from environmental protection to tax avoidance and local services. Change.org, the world's platform for change, boasts 77 million members in 196 countries, 62% women, with 700 petitions started daily. These platforms have democratized activism, transforming it from an activity once limited to students and political dissidents into an accessible tool for suburban housewives and office workers worldwide. Companies once knew which groups opposed them and what tactics to expect. Now, with countless pressure groups worldwide and individuals able to start petitions instantly, it's harder to identify threats. Campaigns often emerge from unexpected sources, as when Bank of America faced greater damage from two individual customers than from the Occupy Wall Street movement. Activists now target beloved products rather than just corporate entities, recognizing consumers' deeper emotional connections with brands than with parent companies. Greenpeace's Kit Kat Killer campaign against Nestle exemplifies this sophisticated approach. A slick video showing an office worker biting into a chocolate finger that spurts blood, highlighting palm oil's role in deforestation. The campaign generated 1.5 million views and 200,000 emails to Nestle, ultimately forcing the company to commit to zero deforestation by 2015. Companies increasingly engage with social causes, but face significant risks when doing so. As society becomes more polarized and social media amplifies tribalism, even well-intentioned social engagement can backfire. Chili's Bar and Grill faced massive backlash after promising to donate 10% of sales to the National Autism Association because many customers objected to the organization's stance against vaccinations. In today's transparent, networked world, unethical behavior spreads faster than ever. A Freshfields Brookhouse Deringer study found that crises from behavioral issues spread online more rapidly than any other type. Social media not only amplifies traditional behavioral problems, but creates new risks around how organizations conduct themselves on platforms like Facebook. Social media has blurred the line between professional and personal lives, creating reputation risks when employees behave inappropriately online. PayPal's director of global strategy, Rakesh Agrawal, was fired after publicly insulting colleagues on Twitter. Restaurant owners at Amy's Baking Company called their Facebook fans red shitters, pussies, and disgusting pig people after being humiliated on Kitchen Nightmares. Even supposedly private networks pose threats. Most personal networks contain loose connections like colleagues who can share inappropriate content. Disgruntled employees have become increasingly strategic in damaging employers' reputations. Greg Smith's New York Times resignation from Goldman Sachs forced CEO Lloyd Blankfein to publicly defend the company's culture. Today's employees don't need mainstream media. They can use anonymous review sites like Glassdoor, create fake accounts to leak information, or openly challenge employers. Marketing that appears offensive or opportunistic inevitably triggers backlash, as seen with Kenneth Cole's controversial tweets about the Egyptian Revolution and Syrian conflict. Even well-intentioned campaigns can backfire, like ING Direct's ad that unintentionally appeared disrespectful to people with mental health issues. Unethical marketing practices flourish online through astroturfing, creating fake grassroots support, sock puppetry, using fake identities to promote products or attack competitors, and censorship, deleting negative comments. Research shows 62% of consumers distrust companies' online marketing, with 47% saying they would boycott brands caught manipulating reviews. The social web has complicated intellectual property management through brand name squatting, cyber squatting, and typo squatting, where individuals claim company names on platforms or create deceptive websites. Digital content is easily downloaded and shared despite protection efforts. IP infringements damage reputation, particularly when companies themselves misuse others' content, as when DKNY used Humans of New York photographer Brandon Stanton's images after he declined their offer. Defamation has exploded in the social media era, with research showing a 23% jump in UK defamation actions in 2014. According to Chris Anderson of Cyber Investigation Services, most online attacks come from aggrieved former employees, competitors, spouses, and lovers targeting high-profile individuals and businesses. Sophisticated attackers publish anonymous false reviews on sites like Ripoff Report and Reddit, often using public computers to hide their identity. The majority of social media meltdowns stem not from external attacks, but from everyday operational issues like poor customer service, inadequately managed social profiles, and flawed marketing programs, most of which can be fixed. Customer service now plays a crucial frontline role in shaping reputation, with complaints that once remained private now instantly public. People expect immediate responses on social platforms, and the longer companies take, the more incompetent or uncaring they appear. Customers have become increasingly sophisticated at escalating complaints, from posting on company profiles to Twitter, where journalists might notice, to more dramatic measures. Hassan Said bought Twitter ads to pressure British Airways about lost luggage, while in China, Luo Yonghao publicly smashed Siemens refrigerators after complaints about faulty doors went unaddressed. Social media marketing offers tremendous opportunities, but poses significant risks when handled inappropriately. Programs must be relevant and value-adding rather than intrusive or promotional. Campaigns should avoid opening organizations to public criticism, as happened when J.P. Morgan's hashtag AskJPM Q&A backfired spectacularly, providing a platform for people to vent frustrations about the bank's role in the financial crisis. While automation tools offer tempting efficiency for managing the demanding 24/7 nature of social media, they often create problems. Auto-reply bots misunderstand information or reply to wrong users. Scheduled tweets may post during unexpected disasters, making companies appear insensitive. And automated campaigns can go disastrously wrong. Coca-Cola had to withdraw its hashtag Make It Happy Super Bowl campaign when Gawker created a bot that tricked Coke system into transforming passages from Hitler's Mein Kampf into cute ASCII art images. With virtually all corporate information now digital and easily shared, security threats have multiplied. Disgruntled employees can upload confidential information to WikiLeaks or sharing sites like Pastebin, while external hackers exploit weaknesses in corporate IT defenses. Today's hackers are no longer teenage pranksters, but anonymous professionals who steal and sell passwords, contact information, and credit card details to the highest bidder. Organizations have expanded their social media presence across multiple platforms to better understand and reach stakeholders. However, this rush has created hundreds of official and unofficial profiles managed by various employees and partners that are costly to maintain and often inconsistent in branding and messaging. This sprawling infrastructure not only suggests organizational carelessness, but also increases vulnerability to complaints, legal threats, especially in regulated industries, and security breaches. Despite preparation, companies inevitably face incidents ranging from product failures to mishandled complaints. While responding on social media shares similarities with traditional media responses, requiring alertness, honesty, and measured communication, the social web introduces unique challenges. You're often dealing with unknown individuals in public conversations with unpredictable outcomes. With users expecting responses within minutes rather than hours, speed is essential, yet overreacting can make situations worse. When evaluating social media threats, focus on four key metrics: visibility, mention frequency and channel prominence, virality, sharing potential based on format and who's engaging, sentiment, how negatively the issue is viewed, and influence, the complainant's following and credibility. Modern listening tools can track these metrics and set automated alerts at different severity thresholds. When facing online threats, organizations have five main response options. First, communicate through acknowledgement or a full statement, being open and honest. Second, negotiate by offering refunds or taking discussions offline. Third, leave the situation alone when engagement might worsen matters. Fourth, minimize visibility by publishing new content, though this risks accusations of burying bad news. Fifth, remove content through platform reporting tools or legal action when facing false allegations. When responding to social media incidents, applying a light touch is crucial. Your tone should be professional, helpful, and humble. This increases the likelihood people will give you the benefit of the doubt or even defend you. Moving quickly to accept responsibility and demonstrating genuine efforts to resolve issues shows you're acting in customers' interests rather than merely protecting your reputation. Organizations frequently face five common social media threats: the furious customer who vents frustration online, the rogue employee who embarrasses the company through inappropriate posts, the committed activist highlighting environmental or social concerns, the hostile journalist publishing inaccurate or unfair coverage, and the backfiring campaign where marketing efforts go astray. When handling customer complaints in social media, organizations must balance speed with accuracy. While customers expect acknowledgement within hours, getting facts straight is essential. Nothing irritates frustrated customers more than speculation or inaccuracies. A brief initial acknowledgement can buy time while investigating. Organizations should do the right thing rather than appearing preoccupied with reputation management. FedEx demonstrated this by replacing a damaged monitor and meeting the customer face-to-face after a viral video showed their delivery person throwing the package over a fence. Today's crisis landscape has evolved dramatically with social media. While traditional smoldering issues like governance failure still exist, there's been an increase in short-lived but intense problems stemming from customer service issues, employee behavior, and marketing missteps. The social web has transformed how crises unfold. News travels faster and further. Transparency is expected immediately. Digital evidence makes concealing facts nearly impossible, and rumors spread rapidly through interconnected networks. Organizations must develop comprehensive social media crisis plans that address employee communications, online influencer management, and dialogue protocols. Employees are crucial ambassadors during crises and need clear guidance on external communications. The plan should establish detailed protocols for online dialogue, including response approvals, responder identification, conversation monitoring, content archiving requirements, and violation management. When Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 vanished in March 2014, the company's crisis response demonstrated both strengths and weaknesses in social media crisis management. Despite the unprecedented nature of the situation, MAS utilized Twitter, Facebook, and Google+ for updates, launched an emergency website with news releases and passenger information, and suspended digital marketing. However, their initial response was slow, taking nearly 5 hours after losing contact to confirm the plane was missing on social media, allowing speculation to flourish online. They improved their approach when MH17 disappeared over Ukraine months later, confirming the loss on Twitter before issuing an official statement. The content of crisis communications is as crucial as speed, particularly in the first hour. When facts remain unclear, effective responses acknowledge the situation, express concern for those affected, and commit to thorough investigation, all delivered in a tone appropriate to the channel. Social media demands conversational, jargon-free language rather than corporate speak. In crisis communications, how you tell your story is as important as what you say. Images become powerfully associated with crises. An oil-covered pelican for BP's Gulf spill, the second plane hitting the World Trade Center, or Goldman Sachs CEO testifying during the financial crisis. Organizations must carefully consider how their story will be discovered and experienced online. Online listening during crises enables organizations to identify and track rumors, which have become more numerous and damaging in the social media era. When handling online misinformation during a crisis, respond quickly and unambiguously to untrue rumors from credible sources, supporting your case with visual evidence. For partially true rumors, intervention often gives more credence to the harmful parts, though responding to clear misunderstandings can demonstrate responsibility. For true rumors substantiated by evidence, confirm the truth quickly to appear honest. Even after the initial chaos of a crisis subsides, organizations must address root causes, ensure problems don't recur, and rebuild fractured stakeholder relationships. Social media provides powerful tools for direct communication with audiences to apologize, share your perspective, and demonstrate your recovery efforts. Online video apologies can be powerful but risky. Lululemon founder Chip Wilson's YouTube apology for comments about women's bodies backfired dramatically. Despite acknowledging the problem and taking responsibility, his delivery came across as emotional, confused, and half-hearted. By contrast, JetBlue CEO David Neeleman's video after the 2007 Valentine's Day storm crisis succeeded because he appeared natural, sincere, and focused on solutions rather than excuses. Rebuilding after a crisis requires more than just apologizing. It demands sustained effort to restore trust and repair damaged relationships. General Motors demonstrated this after emerging from Chapter 11 bankruptcy by focusing on adding value rather than overtly protecting its reputation. Rather than aggressive advertising, GM invited 100 journalists and 100 regular people, including supporters, skeptics, and cynics, to a special event giving equal access to products and leadership. Search engines play a crucial role in crisis recovery, as people's information-seeking behavior evolves from passive reception to active searching. Companies must work to improve their search presence by thinking laterally about broader impact areas, focusing on visual content that can replace harmful imagery, leveraging high-authority channels, distributing content widely across ranked platforms, and creating dedicated crisis hubs with their own URLs. Organizations must systematically identify and evaluate online threats as part of comprehensive business risk assessments, involving multiple departments from audit to marketing. Whether conducting standalone social media risk assessments or integrating them into broader reviews, firms should use various tools from interviews to social listening to scenario planning. Companies should take a preventative approach to online reputation management, similar to traditional Chinese medicine's focus on maintaining health rather than treating illness. This includes strengthening IT systems, ensuring legal compliance, developing clear social media protocols for employees, and implementing monitoring systems to track threats and route issues to appropriate teams. While openness is often considered the price of entry to social media, transparency isn't absolute and varies by context and culture. Organizations should develop their own transparency policies, covering who represents them online, prepare holding statements for identified threats, and balance compliance requirements with proactive openness. Despite the hype around social media, it's not a cure-all solution. No amount of social media wizardry can transform mediocre products into viral sensations, nor can it fix fundamental character flaws or organizational weaknesses. In fact, it will likely amplify them through public discussion. Focus on fixing the actual problems while ensuring ethical business practices and strong stakeholder relationships. Face-to-face interaction remains the best way to truly understand stakeholders and resolve problems effectively.